All right, Frank, last question. Well, so I always like to, you know, do a thought-provoking question as we wrap up. And you know, one of the things we're all concerned about is the future of hunting and the future of bow hunting. You have an interesting perspective being a resident of Alaska. You know, us living in the lower 48, we're seeing our kids going in different directions. You know, there's hunting is on the decline here. Do you see the same thing happen in Alaska, and are you worried about the future of hunting?
I am worried about the future of hunting, and yeah, I see the same trend up here in Alaska. It may not be as dramatic as it is in the lower 48 or even on the East Coast where you live, but oh yeah, there's definitely not as many kids coming up replacing all the hunters. The hunter numbers are declining, and I mean, I'm guilty myself that I should try to get a lot more people involved and younger people and take more people hunting and so forth. So yeah, I'm worried about the future.
And what about your future? What about, you know, what's next for you?
Well, hopefully I'll kill a Boone and Crockett muskox on Monday. That's the immediate future. Is I got my stuff laid out. I'm going muskox hunting on Sunday. So yeah. No, it's just like I laid out kind of my timeline of the hunts I do. And I'm just going to keep hunting mostly up here at home around in Alaska. I still like to go hunt Kansas just like you do. I actually didn't mention that hunt, but that's another. I always get down to Kansas in November and hunt whitetails for a little bit. But up here in Alaska, I'm just I've got the Super Slam, and I'm actually working on a second Super Slam. So that's one of my goals is to finish that, to get a second archery Super Slam. And then I'm just always trying to kill, you know, looking for bigger animals, Boone and Crockett class animals. And I want to kill a Boone and Crockett doll sheep one day up here in Alaska. That's one of my goals. And just keep killing as many Pope and Youngs as I can, because I told Chuck Adams I'm going to overtake him on numbers of Pope and Youngs. But he don't believe me, but he says I might since I'm so young. So
yeah, and he's slowed down a lot in the last few years.
No, I probably never will, but I'll try. No, he's been one of my heroes ever since I was a kid. So no, I just like killing Pope and Young animals and killing the animals up here in Alaska. All of them I mentioned, I mean, I'm so blessed to have so many different animals to hunt. But, you know, I keep targeting the bigger, and, you know, when you keep trying to kill bigger and bigger, then it makes it harder and harder. It makes it more of a challenge to kill, you know, a bigger grizzly and a bigger brown bear and a bigger mountain goat than the last one or than you've killed. So that's what keeps me going, is researching new areas and networking around up here in Alaska and scouting and looking and thinking and just trying to make those kind of things happen.
So, Frank, you have two planes. You have access to millions of acres in Alaska with, what, 20 species at your disposal. When you ever get tired of that and you really want a challenge, I'd like you to fly out in your UPS jet to Connecticut, land in Bradley Airport. I'll take you on my 2-acre hunting property, and we can hunt a 45-inch whitetail. How's that sound?
Okay. I'll take you up on that.
Frank, thanks so much. This has been great. Like I said, I've known you for a while, and I couldn't wait to introduce you to the bow hunters on Bowsite that don't know you. I know a lot of guys do. And I just thank you for your time and you know, all the positive things you've done for archery. You're a true ambassador for all of us. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Pat. And thanks for your time, and thanks for doing this for me. And, I appreciate it very much. I enjoyed talking to you. It was a lot of fun.